This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 11 Russian soldiers were killed Saturday in a shooting incident that underlined the challenges posed by Russian President Vladimir Putin's hasty mobilization, just as Ukrainian troops pressed an offensive to reclaim the areas in the country's south that were annexed by Moscow. The Russian Defense Ministry said two men opened fire at volunteer soldiers during a target practice session in western Russia, killing 11 of them and wounding 15 others before being killed themselves. The ministry called it a terror attack. Russia has lost ground in the nearly 7 weeks since Ukraine's armed forces opened their southern counteroffensive. This week, the Kremlin launched what is believed to be its largest coordinated air and missile raids on Ukraine's key infrastructure since Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has signaled that his government would maintain policies that have put it at odds with the U.S. and other nations and deepen Communist Party control of the economy and society. He spoke Sunday at the opening of a twice-a-decade party congress that is expected to give him at least give him a third five-year term. Xi extolled the achievements of the past 5 years and said the party would strive to achieve what it calls the rejuvenation of a nation. The third term for Xi would break with recent precedent and further establish him as arguably the most powerful Chinese politician since Mao Zedong. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling in battle British Prime Minister Liz Truss's abandoned tax cut plan a mistake, saying he is worried that other nations' fiscal policies may hurt the U.S. amid what he calls a worldwide inflation. In remarks Saturday, Biden said it was predictable that the new prime minister on Friday was forced to walk back plans to aggressively cut taxes without identifying cut taxes to mark charges, and Truss's proposal caused turmoil in global financial markets. Biden's comments are an unusual criticism by a U.S. president of the domestic policy decision of one of its closest allies. The U.S. and Canada have sent armored vehicles and other supplies to Haiti to help police fight a powerful gang amid a pending request from the Haitian government for the immediate deployment of foreign troops. A U.S. State Department statement says the equipment was bought by Haiti's government, but it has given no further details on how the southern planes and supplies flown in Saturday on military aircraft to the capital, Port-au-Prince. Spokesman for the U.S. Military Southern Command says that he can provide no further details on the supplies sent, though he adds that it was a joint operation between the U.S. and Royal Canadian Air Force. Funerals for miners killed in a coal mine explosion in northern Turkey began Saturday as officials raised the death toll to at least 41 people. Desperate relatives had waited a long night in the cold outside the state-owned Turkish hard coal enterprise mine in the town of Amara, or I should say Amasra, in the Black Sea coastal procedure of Bartin, hoping for news. There were 110 miners working several hundred meters away below ground at the same time of the explosions on Friday evening. Iranian President Recep Tayyip Erdogan arrived at the scene and said that the body of one missing miner had finally been reached, confirming 41 were dead. Erdogan, who himself flaked by officials, miners, and rescuers as he vowed to bring an end to the mining disasters while saying he believes in fate. More at voanews.com. VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.